Radio Catskill, your community radio station. And joining us on the line right now, we've got Bea Moser with us again. Thank you for joining us again, Bea.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
So you're the nutritionist with Cornell Cooperative Extension in Sullivan County. And last time you were on, we were talking about eating healthy, especially in this time of crisis. And also what we wanted to talk to you about is that in this time of need, it's just kind of focusing the spotlight on how many people were in nutritional need to begin with here in our area. Are you finding that to be the case?
Absolutely. More and more people are signing up to get their SNAP benefits, formerly known as food stamps. So there was a big need already in Sullivan County before the whole pandemic started, but now, of course, it's even bigger.
Yeah, yeah. So people are still claiming their SNAP benefits at this time?
Yes, they do. And I hope that really everyone who needs them is asking for them because, you know, many people are losing their jobs right now, right?
Yeah.
And it's not their fault. It's nobody's fault. It's just happened. We have a global pandemic, so everybody should feel confident enough to claim those benefits because those benefits can really help.
Yeah, that was something that our own Tim Bruno was looking at. He was reading a report saying that with these unprecedented unemployment, that more folks need that relief. But then there's also there's a stigma surrounding it. You know, we spoke with one of the folks locally. So many people have stepped up to try to get food to people, and we were talking to one of the people who were doing that distribution, and they said that they ended up taking food to somebody who literally said, I never thought it would be me. I didn't think I would be needing this right now. Like, there's people who never imagined that they might need some kind of assistance, yet, you know, here we are.
Yes, it affects everyone right now. Everybody is affected by that. And I know nobody wants to rely on help, right? But many people need it in their life, and nobody would think that those people would have needed it. And why not accept help when you need help?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've heard that recertification, I'm looking at the website actually, is saying that the recertification for SNAP has been postponed because of the crisis. So that's one thing that people might not have to worry about. They're already on it. If people need to access these benefits, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, here in Sullivan County, so I'm only the SNAP at nutritionist, so I'm the nutrition educator. But here in Sullivan County, the Hudson Valley Community Service signs people up, and they are super helpful and super nice. So they have a NOAP coordinator. This is a nutrition outreach and education. They are signing people up. And before the whole pandemic started, I know some people had transportation problems or other obstacles that hindered them in going to the DSS offices to get their SNAP benefits. But the Hudson Valley Community Service, they even come to them, or they do nowadays they do it via phone and fax. So they try to make it work and try to help to make the process of applying as easy as possible.
Mm. What as a nutritionist, what are your concerns for people that are receiving these benefits? Do you advise people on how best to use them and what to be getting? Or do you focus specifically on how they should be making sure that children are getting what they need?
Did you know, Jason, that almost 80% of all SNAP households have either a kid, an elderly person, or a disabled person in their household? So it is extremely important that they receive healthy nutrition. And I would like to see all people who are on SNAP benefits use their additional dollars for healthy food, especially now. We talked about it last time. So it is so important to eat healthy, you know, to eat the fruits and vegetables, and really give the body what the body needs in nutrients to have a really strong immune system, which we need right now.
Right.
And did you know, Jason, I wanna throw that in there, that many farmers markets here in Sullivan County also accept SNAP. You can use your SNAP benefits on the farmers markets. And you even get, for every $5 you spend, you get two additional dollars.
Wow. Well, I knew the first part of that. I didn't know about that bonus. And so that's like an incentive to go get fresh from the farmers markets.
Exactly.
Here in
New York, you can also use, unfortunately, not in Pennsylvania as far as I know, but here in New York, you can use your SNAP benefits online. You can use them with Amazon. You can use them with Walmart and with ShopRite. So you don't even need to go to the store, because many people are afraid to go or anxious to go to the store.
So that's another way of addressing that issue of stigma and getting over that emotional hurdle. You can just utilize your benefits online in New York. I don't know if you know this, but is that a recent development because of the crisis, or was that already the case in New York State?
No, that was already the case. I remember when we heard about that, we were so happy. You cannot use delivery fees from your SNAP benefits, but you can use this to purchase the food,
okay,
which is awesome.
We've only got a couple minutes left. Is there anything else that you wanted folks to know about nutrition and what they should or shouldn't be doing? Anything else that's come up since we last spoke that you want to share with people?
Absolutely. I have one more thing, that you can also buy seeds with your SNAP benefits. And now, I mean, it doesn't feel and look like this. We had snow yesterday, right?
Yes.
But now is a good time to start a garden. And, you know, homegrown food is the most nutritious and most scrumptious food you can have.
Right.
So use your SNAP dollars on seeds and grow something.
And as we're, you know, when the issue is food security, what lends more food security than actually having your own at hand?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Bea, thank you so much for joining us again today. And we'll talk to you again soon, get you on to keep giving people this good advice.
Awesome. Thank you, Jason. Have a good one.
Thank you. Okay, that's Bea Moser, nutritionist for SNAP Ed New York Hudson Valley. It formerly was Eat Smart New York at Cornell Cooperative Extension of Sullivan County. Always, always good to hear from Bea. Thank you so much for listening to us. We're going to be wrapping up the news here in a little bit, but stay tuned. Coming up at 7 o'clock, it's 51%. And all of your great Monday evening programs. It's all still to come right here on Radio Catskill.